Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Preparing for a big speech. Executives have to do it. Leaders have to do it. President Biden has been preparing for quite some time for the State of the Union that's going to be happening tonight. And as I mentioned in the New York Times, one of the things he's trying to overcome is his stutter. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. I know part of your position, you prepare executives too and things leading up to these big events. You think of all the speech writers, all the coaches, all the things that even a president has to go through for a big speech like this tonight.
I do. It's actually back to my campaign days, which are now 25 years ago. It was one of my favorite jobs. One of my favorite parts was helping write speeches and prep for speeches or debates. And every executive or every leader is different. Everybody has a different style, how they, you know, pull it together. State of the Unions are usually, you know, started weeks ago. They start with a wide swath of topics, and then they begin to narrow it down depending on the themes of the day. I think President Biden's really going to focus on the future, the infrastructure. If you look at what their travel plans are after the State of the Union, it's clear they want to get out to the states and talk about infrastructure investments, the new energy economy, things like that. The other thing to be reminded of is this is, if he's going to run again, this is the first speech of his reelection for 2024. And that is on their minds as they go through with this is how are we going to do? Especially when there's a sense in both parties, both Democrats very reluctant and kind of down on the idea of Joe Biden running again, Republicans kind of reluctant that President Trump will run again. So I think it is one of those moments where we see. I don't know that there's always a lot of substance that people remember from it. And I think they've just these State of the Unions have become so partisan that between sitting, standing, booing, whatever, that sometimes gets more coverage than the words of the speech itself.
Yeah, that's very true. And you've got in your early edition of the Morning Take that you sent me two polls, one that says most Democrats don't want President Biden to run again. And another poll that finds a majority of Democrats don't want him to win in 2024.
Right. Both, I think, Democrats and Republicans in the masses, not the activist class, but as the masses, believe that their party needs to kind of refresh, renew, go younger. You think about the age of both President Trump and President Biden, should they run against each other? And then you think about the population. Our population is getting younger. There's more Gen Zers and millennials than there are, certainly you and I, Gen Xers, and then obviously baby boomers are aging. So as the country gets younger, the parties are going to have to figure out candidates that, you know, relate to those voters.
I thought it was very interesting, this article about hate crimes in Minnesota and what the legislature is going to be doing to clamp down on those incidents, what they can do to punish people who are involved in hate crimes. Are they toughening up those laws at all?
Yeah, I think they're trying to make them just more reportable, I think is the best way to think about it. Bias crimes and hate crimes have increased, whether it's against Asians, whether it's against Jews and anti-Semitism. And so I think they're really trying to broaden the way in which hate crimes can be reported. There seems to be a theme this week in the legislature, and I don't know that it's intentional, but there's several public safety or bills related to that. And then, of course, you have the issue at the Ramsey County Jail being overcrowded and them being ordered to decrease the population this week. So I think it's another area where government, and it's actually one of those topics that voters did talk about, was public safety and what are we going to do and these alternative issues. So how do we look at it? There's three or four issues in today's take about that, from, you know, making carjacking an automatic felony to making sure that hate crimes are more reportable. So there's a theme this today, at least.
And also looking ahead, I know former Senator Dave Durenberger's funeral is today at St. John's. What else is on the agenda today? 2 o'clock, Governor Walz and leaders are going to be signing. He's going to be signing that bill into law on the carbon-free energy by 2040.
Yeah, that I will tell you this, these bill signings have become really celebrations for Democrats, and they're starting to kind of pull away from other things that happen. And the signing of the PRO Act impacted an event. I know the signing of this one impacted an event. So planning events around the Capitol is tough, because usually early in this session, there's not big bill signings that all the legislators go to. So we're going to watch to see what the committees do. But I think the energy bill will be the headline coming out of today.
Okay. Thanks so much, Blois. We'll be talking to Assistant Senate Majority Leader Nick Frentz at 8:20 this morning about that.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.